Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But a super thick Asian girl is rare.
Worth it, dude. That's what I'm saying. What are you going to get? You're going to take your spleen? It's like, dude, let the Asian mafia have your spleen.
Also, too, in terms of him versus Michael Jackson, I'd say his crimes are pale in comparison. Pale in comparison. I think we're making significant progress. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your mate studio. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax your eye right now while your mate studio. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, though? Coming to y'all live from Austin, Texas, here at Wild Mate Studios. It's the Danny Brown Show. I got the Booth Boys with me. What's up, fellas?
Yo, yo.
What's up, Danny?
What's up, Danny? We about to hit.
Yeah, we about to hit.
We about to hit.
Oh, shit.
One more CSGO game.
CSGO going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, paying my rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Crazy.
I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, give out too much of the sauce. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep all the money for ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying, Annie? I got the homie Mac McClusker in the house from Matt and Shane Podcast. What's
going
up?
Going on, man?
It's an honor to have you, man. Y'all got one of my favorite podcasts right now. Y'all some funny motherfuckers, man. How you doing, man? How Austin been treating you?
It's good, man. I love it. Yeah, people ask me all the time, like, do you like it? I'm like, man, it was awesome. I was coming from Philly.
Yeah.
And it's like, Austin is just like laid back. It's calm.
Yeah, keep Austin weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's quiet. I think Austin's quiet, actually.
Yeah, Philly getting hit with that trank.
Zombies. Dude, I was just talking about that. There was the guy on Channel 5 on YouTube did a documentary about
that
trank.
One.
Did you see that thing with the gang wars and the Chinese trank and the Mexican cartels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he let those... You think the Trank brothers let him in their house for real? Like, that seemed far-fetched.
Motherfuckers trust Andrew, man.
True.
They trust that motherfucker. His new one about the Border Patrol shit, I just seen that one, man.
Yeah.
That shit is going crazy, too, man.
Yeah, they get out and they're like, hey, what's up, man? He's in a car. I saw that, too. And they come up and like, hey, man.
I'm about to... Yeah, shouts out to Channel 5. That's like one of the best news sources going right now, man.
I swear to God, it's awesome.
Yeah, the whole shit about the bipping in San Francisco. I love that episode, man. Which is crazy to me, man, that these motherfuckers, they really using that shit. Like, that's like a real deal hustle out there, just fucking breaking in people's cars. And motherfuckers is just coming up on licks and shit. Like, I don't understand, man. Like, why would you leave all that shit in your fucking car? But I guess people do, man.
Dude, laptops. When I was living in Philly, it was a similar thing. It's like, Philly's getting gentrified real hard, and it's like, you'll have people move there, and there used to be this big open lot that everyone would park their cars in.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dudes would be like, I fucking left my laptop in my car, and I broke in my car, in the car. It's like, yeah dude. It's like a t-shirt you'll get your car broken into.
That was one of the big things he was talking about on that documentary with the fuck that whole Kensington shit. Like, that's just like some planned shit, man, for the gentrification shit to go down out there.
Yeah, probably. It makes sense. If everyone's out there, people are naturally going to be like, well, this can't be like this forever, and you buy places for nothing.
Yeah, because he was showing, like, you know, they building up all these type of new condos and shit right in that area and shit.
Dude, it's right down the street.
That shit is like Resident Evil, man. That shit is... Every now and then, I just always just drift back fucking going through my YouTube shit and just be watching them fucking Kensington videos where motherfuckers just be having, like, GoPros, and they just walking through it, and you're like, fuck, they just letting motherfuckers just do this shit like that.
Dude,
like,
it's so scary.
What is happening to America, man? It's just letting shit like this go down. Man, but the trank shit, man, like, that's just like some, I don't know, I feel like that's like some nuclear war type shit. That's like,
I can't imagine. I mean, I try to wrap my head around it, like, because then, like, they ask the guys about it, and they're like, yeah, man, my arm, my arm's now, I have a giant arm from the trank. It's like,
my shit falling off, like, you know what I'm saying? I got holes in my legs and shit. It's like, man, I still want to hit that shit.
They can't stop. That's the thing that freaks me out, where it's like, I've had the guy's like, I've had a wound for 7 months now. He's like, I clean it every day.
Yeah, pus dripping, like, out of his shit.
They have, like, Civil War wounds.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, you know, the trank's not that good. It's like, dude, I don't know. It's like, you'd think, you'd be like, all right, dude, stop.
It's to the point, like, that's just, like, crazy shit. Like, when fentanyl, like, first became, like, a epidemic and all this shit, and everybody was dying off it and shit, I never thought that motherfuckers would be like, we want something stronger.
I know.
Like, that's just the craziest part to me, man. But I do know, like, just dealing with addiction and shit, man, that shit just take over your brain, kind of, you know? So you don't really... you just don't have the fucking right thinking and shit, man. And yeah. You would think that they would just put like more like treatment type of situations and shit, like in that area, like just to help people.
Yeah,
like,
but it's so gnarly, dude. Like nobody wants to do it. It's so, I go down there. I would like drop my wife used to work near there, so then I drop her off at work, and then I would come down Kensington Ave every morning because it's it's like something to behold. You go down there, and it's just insane. It's like a different level. It's like almost a different country of like human mm-hmm. suffering that you don't really see like in America, and you go through it. It's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
And then what really be freaking me out is when you see like buses of kids and shit going mm-hmm. through that shit. Like imagine like growing up during that time and shit and just seeing all this kind of shit. That shit definitely plays a part into their mental health in some sense, you know?
Yeah, dude. It's like total, complete lawlessness.
Yeah.
And then just like visible suffering at a level that like you can't really imagine on display.
Like everybody just nodded out, fucking walking around
screaming.
Like zombies.
But then if you're like really going through there, you'll see like there'll just be a lady like, ah, like screaming. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, between Philly and San Francisco, they definitely got my YouTube algorithm going nuts.
it's a new West Coast, East Coast beef, dude.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? You watch one video of that shit, your whole time, your whole fucking feed just filled with that shit, man.
I know.
All right, we're jumping to some of these Ask Dannys, man. You always hit me up, Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Are we doing, we got the number up, are we letting motherfuckers call again?
I mean, we could try. Right. It's always gotten kind of weird and dark, but we could try again.
This creeper's
all right, you can hit me up, 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256. Don't be on that motherfucker being creepy, though. All right. We're going to jump up into some cult classics.
Ask Danny.
Yo, Danny, I've noticed that a lot of cult leaders like Jim Jones, Charles Manson are failed musicians. As a musician yourself, if you failed, would you have been a cult leader? Blake. Shit, I'd be a cult leader as a fucking successful musician. That shit just seemed like a cool thing to do, to be honest, man. I mean, in some sense, man, I felt like, you know, certain things like church could be like considered to be a cult.
Anything really can be. But a cult is like, I think the way they define it legally is like a high control situation. Mm-hmm. Where like church is a pretty controlled situation where you're like, don't do this, don't do that. But then you can get into like fluctuating people's weights. That'd be nice.
Oh yeah.
Be like, don't eat for a month.
That's what most cults do. They tell your ass you can't eat, so they can take over your brain.
Yep, you can't eat. And then it would be nice too once you're like, because everything gets old after a while, so once you're done with it, you can be like, yo, we're all killing ourselves. And like the whole cult kills themselves and you're like, all right, I'm gonna go do something else.
But I didn't know Jim Jones was a failed musician. I didn't know him.
Charles Manson was.
Yeah, I know, because he got... They got a whole theory with that, too, that he was mad at the Beach Boy nigga because the nigga took his song and shit. So he was like, yeah, so he's like, fuck it, I'm going to go kill that nigga. But they went to the wrong house. And there's so much theory. I'd seen a great Charles Manson documentary not too long ago. But they was kind of breaking it down, kind of saying he was innocent, though. They was coming from that point of view. Like, he ain't do shit wrong, the motherfuckers. He wasn't there. He ain't had nothing to do with that shit. You can't, just because you told a motherfucker. And he never told them to go do that shit. He just was throwing it out there a little bit.
Yeah, like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just went rogue.
True.
You know, he wasn't saying that, man. They took it, but it was all, it's deep, man. It gets crazy. But far as, like, I don't know, like, cult leaders and shit, man. It could be some cool cult leaders, man. I don't think it's a bad thing all the time.
True. We could use some good cult leaders, honestly.
What was the one cult with an actor bitch? She got locked up.
Oh, Nexium.
Yeah, Nexium. Yeah,
Alex Mack.
Yeah.
She got crushed. That's the weird thing, too, when they're like 35, 40-year-old ladies being like, we were trafficked. It's like, no, you didn't. You just got into a minivan. Yeah, it's like, we were trafficked. It's like, you're 37 years old. You didn't get trafficked. You agreed to go to some dude's house and have him brand your face.
Mm-hmm.
So you got tricked, yes.
He just got on some freaky shit.
You're like an 8-year-old. Like, you didn't get trapped. Yeah, exactly. He got too freaky.
He just was horny, man. He just got too horny and just started taking advantage, man.
He's in jail for a long time.
I know, but anytime you start being in a situation where you look at a motherfucker like, oh, this motherfucker, God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's when it's all go. Oh, yeah, it is some bad cults, though. Like,
well, you know what he did that was kind of genius? I mean, again, this guy was kind of evil, but he, and his cult, he was fucking everybody.
Yeah.
So then he made a rule that everyone kisses each other on the lips when they see each other. So no one, everyone, he could see all these ladies just fucking kiss him on the lips, but he's like, that's just a rule. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So he made everyone, every time they met each other, kiss each other on the lips so that he would be completely undetected.
All right. Yeah, Keith Raniere, man, he was an evil motherfucker, man.
He was nasty.
All right. Shouts out All right, next up, we got a, yeah, shouts out Keeper Near, man. He had bitches on deck.
Neutral shout out, yeah.
Yeah, he had bitches on deck, but yeah, nice.
He did.
They locked his ass up, man. What they give him, like,
yeah,
he got, like, life or some shit?
Yeah, pretty heavily, but he was also doing, like, weird sexual blackmail stuff where he'd, like,
yeah,
videotape.
That was the whole shit. Yeah. You had to send him a video of him playing with that monkey. Like,
yeah.
Play with that monkey, bitch, and send that shit to me. I got to keep this in the files.
Yeah, if you do it too much, you go to jail for life.
Bitch, the monkey video is going to be out in the street. You do, bitch, you play with me wrong. All right, next up, we got Lil Ginger Snaps. Why do black women love ginger dudes? I don't know about this one.
Yeah,
I think that might be a conspiracy theory.
I
ain't never really seen no I ain't seen no BBL bitches running around with no ginger dudes. I mean, because them niggas probably paying them bitches.
I don't think that's for the most part.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a ginger.
Could be a good delicacy for them though.
Yeah, I think he's a ginger, and he just want him a nice little a nice little chocolate sister to hold him down. That's all that is. I guess he putting it out there. I guess you did the right thing, man.
True.
Shouts out. I don't know how many sisters I got watching this shit, but I'll put the bat signal out for you, man. Holler at my boy. Next up, we got Harvesting My Organs. Yo, Danny and the Booth Boys. I've been on these O-line dating apps looking for an easy way to get some action. Usually there's some decent girls there, nothing too crazy. Until I get like a super thick Asian girl. All her pictures had some skin showing. At first, I thought it was fake, but after entertaining it, now we spoken only over the phone on text and FaceTime, so I know she real. After getting some sexy pictures sent to me, showing her FaceTime, she convinced me to book a flight to Finland for the weekend for us to get freaky. It's a few months away. Now she thinks I'm her boyfriend and wants to text every day. She's definitely crazy, but I want to know what you guys think. Did I take an L booking a flight to Finland? And most importantly, is she trying to set me up to harvest my organs? Love from London, Marvin J.
Damn.
No, that's like the 90 Day Fiancé and all that kind of shit
going on. That's a wide dating range, though, on an app. Being like, I'll go to Finland.
I mean, from London, is that a long flight?
Oh, he's in London.
Yeah.
But when you
catching flights for a bitch you ain't never met, it's always sketchy,
yeah,
you know?
Worth it.
That is kind of considered sex trafficking.
True.
The bitch is trafficking you in some sense. So.
If she misleads them, that is technically trafficking, yeah. If she uses some sort of misleading or, yeah.
But a super thick Asian girl is rare.
Worth it, dude. That's what I'm saying. What are you going to get? You're going to take your spleen? It's like, dude, let the Asian mafia have your spleen.
That is rare. And it ain't like it's a green card situation. It ain't like you're trying to, you know, she already over there. She holding it down.
Yeah, you're just a mouse eating peanut butter in a mouse trap at that point, dude. Just enjoy it, bro. Just enjoy it.
I mean, you're a passport bro at this point. So you just got to go. You just got to shoot your shot. It sounds like a could be a good time, though. But anytime you... Like I say, anytime you fucking catching flights for a motherfucker you don't met, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into.
True, yeah.
You know, that is some scary shit going down. But even just the whole date nap thing to me.
Yeah.
I never really been a guy like on that kind of shit. Like, you know, I guess during COVID, everybody was ramping up on that shit.
I picked out on those things.
But just, it's always weird, man. I remember when the fucking internet first was coming around and shit, or just like meeting bitches and shit. That shit was weird. Now that shit just so normalized now. Like you meet people, you'll be almost ashamed to be like, shit, I met this bitch on Black Planet. But now it's like everybody like, yeah, we met on Tinder.
Yeah,
I
met my wife on Tinder. And before that, it was like shameful. Like it was for real. Like I was just like, whatever, you know, I'm not going to lie. But I remember being like, if I knew people were dating online, I'm like, dude, you're a weirdo. But now it's like totally cool, totally fine. It's weird to meet people in real life now. Just like walk out and be like, what's up?
That's like, I mean, that was like the most anxiety inducing thing I ever had in my life being back in the day where you actually had to walk up to a bitch and be like, you know. What do you say now? I don't even know what do you say.
I think you just go up and you're like, I think girls are so strong. Don't you agree?
you used to have to like write a number down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, I think you go up to them now and you're like, oh, can you reach that for me, ma'am? You're so fucking strong.
I mean, there's so many slick ways you can do it now. You know, you just go up and be like, you got an Instagram? You know?
Yeah.
And then you be like, yo, check my Instagram out. And she see you got a bunch of followers and shit. She be like, oh shit, this nigga got a blue check. Who is this nigga?
Let me
see what's going on. And then, you know, you can beat the case like that with social media. Like, I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with the boy. But yeah,
I mean, I don't know what you do. I think you have to just go up and just like, yeah, just.
I think bitch would think you weird now if you try to walk up and talk to him and ask for a number. They're like, that guy's
yeah,
creep.
Dude. If you go to, if you bother someone in public and you're like, hey, I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, I think you're cute.
But you could go up and be like, yo, totally non-sexually, I just want to let you know, I think you're kind of radiating something I've never really seen before. But I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. And then just turn around and be like, oh hey.
Yeah, I don't even know, because I never really had like game. I used to be, yeah. And I used to have a missing tooth and shit. So
it's kind of tight though.
Yeah, it used to be like, you'd be scared, man. Bitch would be like, be shocked. What happened to your teeth? You know.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what you would say. I guess the best thing you can do, like you said, you gotta just throw the bait out there and walk off on a bitch.
True.
Like,
walk off quick.
And she'd be like, hold on, wait. But yeah, that's kind of hard. That's kind of hard having game and shit. But like, yo, I think it almost seemed like you're trying to pimp her.
You
at
could.
That point, you'd be trying to knock the bitch. Like, yo, true, yeah. What's up? She don't know what she's getting herself into. But you know it, you could be out selling pussy and shit.
That'd be a good thing to do. Pretend you're approaching her like a pimp. Be like, I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to. You don't got to work for me at all.
But what if she was down with it?
Get money. Go make some money, dude.
Do you think it's been pimps that it started by mistake? like I got into pimping by mistake.
I think Cat Williams claims to have done that.
What if in 2024... you got a little bit better every day. When you're learning a new language with Babbel, that's exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you can do in a full year. Be better in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I really love Babbel, man. It's really good to kill some time when I'm on a flight. And of course, you want to learn, man. I'm learning in Spanish right now, man. Shouts out to Babbel. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/Danny Brown. Get 50% off at babbel.com/Danny Brown, spelled babbel.com/Danny Brown. Rules and restrictions may apply. What's the easiest choice you can make? Me, window seat over the middle seat every time. Outsource some business tasks you hate. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. This podcast is constantly growing and it's really exciting me to see how far we've come. Owning a business is hard work, especially staying organized and keeping track of your growth. Shopify is giving business owners everything they need to take their businesses to the next level. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, from online printing to accounting to chatbots. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/DannyB, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/DannyB now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify.com/DannyB. I've been down at pimping YouTube rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I haven't explored that yet.
No, it's like it'd be like random pimps, and they just got like YouTube channels, and they've just had a camera on it. So they'd be like, "Yeah, the way you knock a bitch," and they just be telling you
really?
All these type of games. Like, "Yeah, you can't be no square ass nigga." I guess it's like the black alpha males.
It's like the manosphere, it's the pimposphere.
Yeah, it's like the pimposphere. You know, you start watching them motherfuckers, and you be like, "Yeah, man, it's right, bitch, break yourself, bitch, gotta give me some money." Like, don't you can't fuck none of your hoes. You gotta be all about the bread. But you know, yeah, I had to unsubscribe from all those channels, man.
Yeah,
I was following a lot of them.
That would go right to my head too.
Yeah, dude, man. Yeah. But you know what? You started talking like them and shit. You have an ism. You be like, yeah, I got the ism for a bitch. What's up? I had a friend that tried to be a pimp. It was really hard. He learned
dude,
that it's not
be
easy.
The hardest.
It wasn't easy. He tapped out in like a few months, I think.
Did he really?
And he had some hoes. He had some hoes, but he's like, man, this shit kind of too hard.
Yeah, dude. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I would love to imagine that.
I think it's all glitz and glam on the surface. It's got to be the most stressful job
because you're dealing with a lot of different emotions, man, to make her do what you want to do, and
yeah,
just a lot of that shit, man. I mean, you pretty much like you got to take care of her. You got to kind of be like, you know, like you pretty much like security, and don't imagine no shit go wrong. You know, and then the crazy part is that you get a lot of time for like pimping out. They really like,
yeah, dude.
That case ain't no like, cause it with the sex trafficking and all that kind
of
shit. Like,
yeah, they crush it.
Yeah,
well, it's one of those things where it's like it's evil. Like you're beating women and making them have sex for money.
You have to beat a bitch.
But then from a business perspective, you'd have to do it from like a business perspective, strictly business.
Yeah,
you can't have like a lingering argument. You gotta be like, all right, you're on the clock. You can't be. We're not gonna do this.
You can't be a soft pimp.
You cannot be a soft. That would be my.
That's how you lose your hoes.
I'd be a soft pimp and they'd walk all over me. I know myself.
That's how you lose your hoes. Cause then there's always other pimps trying to take your hoes. So then you beefing with other pimps. You got to show your gangster and all that kind
of
shit.
Yeah, it's too much.
But now it's kind of hard, man. The women ain't really got to. I mean, with OnlyFans and all this kind of shit, they don't really need pimps like that.
No.
You know?
But yeah, you could muscle them into it, though.
Yeah. No, all right, we jumped some white people shit. We got cryptids.
White people shit.
Do black people think about Bigfoot the way white people do? Terry K. What do white people think about Bigfoot?
They were obsessed with Bigfoot for a while. I think maybe do they wonder about Bigfoot more? Is that what he's asking? Or like,
do you believe in Bigfoot?
I honestly don't care about Bigfoot. I think there's a chance there's a giant fucking monkey walking around Canada, but there's also a huge chance there's not.
But is it just one Bigfoot though?
That's the question.
And how long this motherfucker been living? Like
forever.
So he don't die.
No, he doesn't.
Bigfoot
die.
Is immortal.
He's been around since like 1912. Yeah. He's still around. Maybe he's having kids. You know, I don't know.
Bigfoot hitting that long schlong. He whipped that motherfucker out. Bigfoot. Yeah, that's another thing too. Every time you seen a bitch, Bigfoot ain't got no dick. He just walking around. Like where's dick at?
That's a good question. You think you'd see his? Because yeah, the shots usually from the side, from the back. Yeah. You think Bigfoot would have like a.
Yeah,
huge,
like look at him.
Flaccid dom.
He got a yeah. Bigfoot got a monster.
Yeah,
I actually did see like some weird like TikTok, and this guy was like making me kind of believe that Bigfoot exists. But I mean, my I just don't give a fuck about that kind of shit, man. You know?
Did you know there's only like 30 million people in Canada total?
Really?
Yeah, dude. There's so much of Canada that just nobody's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no land. Just
nobody's there.
Yeah, in America too. I mean, not saying like, but it like just being on tour and shit, and you just drive through like certain places, it'd be like so much land of just nothing.
Yeah.
Like I've been through that too, where I'd be like, man, why don't they build some shit? They always trying to gentrify fucking Kensington. You got all this extra land over here, man. You could just start some shit up.
Yeah.
I will say in Austin, though, just since me living here, I've seen them slap up like apartment building, like just shit so quick. Like, man, you just see it. First, you just see the shell of the shit. Next thing you know, you just see life. You're like, God damn, man, how fast did they do that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's never going to end, man. If they find somewhere that's cheap, they're going to buy it.
Austin going to get overpopulated. It's probably already overpopulated in this motherfucker, man.
Yeah, they're going to have to build like a bigger airport or something. But
the Austin airport, man, I guess it's pretty cool. I never really had no problems with it.
It's not bad.
It's just they don't have a real big with Delta hub. Like, I got to get my miles and shit.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, man, I'm always got to fly American or some shit like that, man. They need to get their Delta shit going. Because from Detroit, that's what we got. We got
Delta hub.
Yeah, it's one side is just Delta. The other side is the other motherfuckers. Yeah. If you are other motherfucker, you broke. So you don't ever want to be on the other side flying Spirit and shit.
Fucking with Southwest lately.
Southwest?
Because you can pay in advance to get your... You know how Southwest works? How you, like, check in, and then they give you a number, like, 1 through 100?
Yeah, you got
to
line
and
gotta, up and
like,
shit.
Yeah, you got to, like, compare with people. You can pay, like, $30 to get, like, one of those first 5 numbers. Then I get that first seat, plenty of leg room.
Southwest, like, that's just like... Ain't that the airline you just got to find your seat?
Yeah.
You just got to put musical chairs on.
Yeah, you
got to
walk in and just... You just got to fight for your seat. And then if you want... I've done it before... Where like I went on with my wife and like my family was coming, but they were like deeper into the roster and I saved seats.
Okay.
Dude, people get so mad.
Hell yeah.
Put your jackets down, you're like, no.
No, we holding this down.
People will stand like that's you can get kicked off the flight for that right now. It's like, bro.
For real? Somebody pressed you like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like sorry,
Southwest
man.
Is some savage shit going on though, man. Dude. You can't be playing with them planes like just sit where you want to sit. Like, no, man. You gotta give a motherfucker a number, man. I'm actually fucking going to Vegas. And I think we flying Southwest.
It's fun.
I'm kind of scared about that. Yeah, we going to see U2 at the Spear.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'm not like a big, you a U2 guy?
Not really, but it'd be cool.
I mean, I seen videos of the Spear thing. That's what my girl wanted to do for Christmas, so.
U2, man. That's like the, I have kids, so I watch those Sing movies and like Bono's and Sing too, so I like got into it with that, but.
I've never been
into it. Some of their songs crush. I take that back. One, U2, that song rules.
I've never been a U2 guy. It, besides that,
prepare to get blown away.
That one time they fucking made me had a album on their phone on their iPhones. Dude, they did that shit.
Man. I've been telling everyone I fuck with that album. I always tell people like, "Yo, it's the best work." And I've never listened to it, but I'm always like, "Dude, that album's so good."
That was fucked up, man.
It was crazy.
I'm like, "Why I got this U2 album on my phone, man?"
Well, dude, and everybody—I don't know a single person who listened to that album.
They was pissed.
Yeah, they forced an album and everyone went, "No thank you, please." It was a free album they gave to the world and the world said, "No thank you, U2.
No, fuck that. I mean, U2, man. I don't know, man. U2 just always been like, I don't know. They had like political issues, like some real humanitarian shit going on.
Yeah, them, yeah.
Just really. I do like that one time when Puff Daddy tried to kiss Bono. He was like, "Nigga, get up off me." That was gangster. That was like, that's when I kind of respected U2. I was like, "Damn, that nigga was like."
I didn't know you tried to kiss him.
Yeah, he was at some award ceremony and Bono was going up to get an award. Puff Daddy tried to like give him a little kiss on the cheek. He was like, "Nigga, get up off me." I was like, "Damn, Bono a real nigga, man."
That's awesome.
Shouts out to Bono. Yeah, P. Diddy going through a lot of shit right now, man.
He's getting crushed right now, man. What's going on?
He's getting too freaky.
True.
He's having a freak off.
He's going to be in jail, dude.
Really? You think he's going to go down for this shit?
I don't know.
As a motherfucker, he's escaped the law a lot.
True, yeah.
He's been so... I feel like if he do go down, it's like, man, you hit a motherfucker with a kettlebell.
Yeah.
You shot up nightclubs with Jennifer Lopez. It's like you've been living raw for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people claiming that he's just trying to like, I go down those rabbit holes of like how he tried to kill, I mean, obviously it's speculation, mm-hmm. but like he tried to kill Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah.
And then like he warned him about this and because he stopped going to his parties and it's like.
Yeah, you go to a P. Diddy party, you got to come forever, man.
Yeah, you can't stop going.
Yeah, because you're going to see some shit.
Because they kept saying unalive. He wants to unalive anyone who stops going to his parties.
Yeah, because they get freaky at them motherfuckers, man. They call them the freakos. They had to, I ain't trying to fuck with no Puff Daddy, man.
True. What happens, though? It must suck if you want a freak off so bad, but, like, none of your friends will come to the party. I'd be pissed, honestly.
I remember one time Puff Daddy shouted me out on Twitter. I got terrified.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's like, "Shouts out Danny Brown, man. I love to see black men doing being themselves." And I was like, "Oh shit, he trying to invite me to the freak off."
Oh man,
I was getting terrified. So yeah, man.
Play naked basketball.
You a fucking music guy? How many instruments you play?
Guitar. I've been messing around with instruments. So I've been playing guitar since I was little, and then now I'm teaching myself piano.
Teaching yourself?
YouTube, man. It's easy. Oh. Yeah.
YouTube. That is the great thing that it is so much because even like a person like making beats and shit, we would get these beat machines and it was just like, figure that shit out. You know, motherfuckers ain't reading no instruction manuals and shit. So you just figuring it out, which was cool because then you'll learn everybody had their own way of using these machines. But now it's so much fucking knowledge on YouTube of how to fucking work an MPC or like, you know, samplers and shit. So I definitely go, I always fucking, and Reddit too.
Yeah.
Reddit is really good for that shit too. So what is your top five artists or bands?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm terrible with like favorites. I always have like, you know what I mean? Like I don't really have like favorite anything. But if I had to pick who I listen to the most in terms of bands, I don't know, man. I'll sit here forever. Bands and artists. You know who I like that like I find myself alone in this? David Gray.
David Gray was fired.
I love David Gray, dude.
Babylon,
exactly.
Yeah, man. What
I have
mean?
That album on repeat, but everyone's always like, "Yeah, that was a good album." But like, I still listen to that constantly. That whole album straight through. That album straight through.
I don't know nothing else after that though.
I didn't really get into his other stuff, but he also does piano lessons online for free, which
really?
You can learn his songs. Yeah, it's pretty sick.
No, Babylon is a joint.
The whole album is crazy, dude.
I'm a huge like UK music fan, so you know that just came across my pipeline. But yeah, that shit used to come on MTV and shit. I had that shit. I downloaded that shit on like Napster or some shit. I have that in my playlist.
But if I'm being totally honest, this is like probably my favorite album.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I listen to
it
all the time.
I never listened to the whole album, but
it's good. The whole album's it's like
I will say. When he was popping off and shit, I was probably a little too immature ear-wise. yeah. where I probably wouldn't even appreciated it. So probably now it's probably something that I should go back and listen to. So yeah, thank you for fucking reminding me about David Gray.
Yeah, take a long walk and listen to it. It's nice.
I love Babylon, man. Dude. That was what?
The
fucking guitar.
I'm telling you, the whole
somewhere?
Album's crazy. The whole album is just songs. It sounds, I think, as good as it.
Damn, you really went down a deep one with that one though, man. Dude, I ain't never really heard that motherfucking name in like forever, man.
I know. I'm the only person I still listen to him all the time.
How do you take his piano classes?
He puts a song, any of his songs will be like, oh, he'll show you how to play it on piano. He's like, this is how
on,
I play
it. On like YouTube?
This song. Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh shit.
It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
I don't know anyone else who does that. They just go on like, here's my one song, it's just him, like here. It's really, he's like, it's a simple song, it's really easy, and he just shows you.
Damn, that's fire though.
Yeah,
I really do love how like certain artists and shit like taking advantage of like, you know, just like creating content and shit. Like you make you feel more closer to the artist and shit. Like before you ain't had nothing but like interviews and magazines and shit like that. Now you can just, even though sometimes it make you hate a motherfucker too, be like, oh, this motherfucker really a dick though. Like, you know, I wish I just, you know, I kind of like your music. What does affect it? Is that a thing that if, like if you find out like an artist is like a bad person or like R. Kelly or something?
I can totally separate it.
Oh yeah.
100% easy, no problem. I can't think of a single person that I've been like, I don't like you so much that I can't like your music.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. I mean, I have had like people that I've met in real life.
Yeah, that would sour me. If I had like a personal beef, I'd be like, fuck this guy.
Like you met him in real life and you're like, no, that guy's a fucking dick. You know, then it just make you look at him different. But
that makes sense. No, if I hear like a news story, I'm like,
yeah,
sucks. Sorry to everybody, but that song still rules. But yeah, if the guy was an asshole to me, I'd be like, fuck this guy.
So David Gray's album you can listen to front to back.
Front to back from high school, I think.
Oh shit! So. I'm gonna definitely check it out, man. I'm gonna have to throw that on my Southwest flight.
Yeah, there you go. You're just gonna be me for like 2 hours.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Is there a song or artist tied to a particular memory for you?
Yeah, you know what? I used to listen to Neil. My dad used to listen to Neil Young all the time. And there was like, I just remember there's like certain songs I listened to of his that I like remember like sitting, it's like wintertime, there's a fire going, there's like, it's a very warm feeling to me.
Mm-hmm. I do. Do you think like your parents' musical taste that kind of get passed down to you? Because I feel like that, even with me, like a lot of music that my mom used to listen to, I can still like, dude. It's just giving me that memory of like being a kid around that time. So
Amy Grant's Christmas, dude. I still listen to it all the time. I love Amy Grant's Christmas.
Amy Grant's Christmas, man. My mom, she was like really into like, I mean, of course, like a lot of R&B and shit.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Like Sade and like, you know,
yeah,
Mary J. Blige. It is that one Mary J. Blige like album I can't listen to. Like,
which one?
When her and my mom split up, is My Life. And she would listen to that shit religiously. And it got bangers on there. But then when I grew up and listened to it, I was like, oh, she was really going through a breakup. This is just all like sad, like breakup, fuck your man music. And I was like, oh, shit.
I was talking to my friend recently, and my friend, he was in jail when that Ray Strummond song, Black Beatles, came out. And he's like, if I hear it, he's like, I can't listen to it. Because it would just be played nonstop when he was in jail. And he's like, if I hear it, I get like anxiety.
That is crazy. When I was in jail, man, that was the one thing that I missed the most was not being able to listen to the music that I wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
So you'll be like, I had worked like a job, like a trustee job. So then we'd be able to listen to like music, you know, just a normal radio station and shit. It just started making you like all type. I was listening to Chris Brown and shit. Like, this shit kind of fire.
Like, Chris Brown's good. That's another one. I stayed with him that whole time.
Did you?
I did, dude. I really was. I was like, dude, I can't. He came back from that. I mean, it was like, that was rough.
But then he just was like hit after hit after hit after hit. And everyone was, I was like, guys, he's good.
Everybody's like, fuck Chris Brown. We ain't fucking with that nigga.
I couldn't, dude. I was like, it's undeniably good.
Chris Brown is like, if that shit didn't happen, he would be like our Michael Jackson damn near, you know?
If you said that to him, he'd cry. Someone compared him to Michael Jackson. He did Man in the Mirror and he fucking cried.
Yeah, no, I'm saying just as just like an entertainer all the way together. Like the motherfucker can do fucking karate flips and all of shit. Like
he's nice.
He actually probably nicer than Michael Jackson when it comes to the athletic ability. Like this motherfucker, you ever seen, what's that one movie he was in where he did that, he slid on his head and shit? It was like, what the fuck, man?
I've just seen him, I've seen him do stuff dancing. I'm like, damn, this guy's pretty good. Also, too, in terms of him versus Michael Jackson, I'd say his crimes are pale in comparison. Pale in comparison. I think we're making significant progress.
But Michael Jackson, he never really, I mean, with Mike, man, it was a lot of, man, I don't know. It's just, because it's like, on one hand, he never really got convicted of this shit, though.
He didn't. But also, like,
It's like, you know, if there's smoke, it's a fire, you know?
Yeah, dude, like, chilling with Macaulay Culkin, like, why, dude?
Like, why you got these kids around, man?
Yeah, he did claim because he never got a childhood. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's, you know, it's not what I would do if I was a multi-bazillionaire.
The most bizarre Michael Jackson song, though, he got this song called Demerol.
Does he?
You ever heard that?
No.
You know he was on that shit. Like,
yeah.
He was talking about, how Demerol, it's really like Michael Jackson, not getting high kind of song. He got a song called Demerol. It kind of came out on one of his last albums before he died and shit. That shit is dark.
Really?
I'm like, damn, I ain't know Mike could get down like this, man.
I didn't know
Demerol.
He was getting higher than anybody, dude.
Oh my God, he's taking Demerol. And then, because I ain't never heard of what Demerol was. I'm like, what the fuck is Demerol? Then
What is Demerol?
Yeah, then it's like a super strong ass drug, man. Like I think he was taking that. You got to get that shit through like an IV or some shit.
Was that what the stuff he was taking to like go to sleep at night?
Yeah, he like give me the milk. He was calling it milk.
He was going into a coma. The milk.
Yeah, he's off that milk.
I mean, that is the toughest shit possible, though. Just being like having a doctor put you in a coma so you can sleep every night.
He was taking above average doses. But anytime a motherfucker need all that kind of shit to go to sleep, he got some skeletons in his closet, though. It's some dark shit that he can't really deal with, man. But they said that motherfucker used to sleep for like days.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, that's one of the saddest things to me in like music history is the fact that Michael Jackson and Prince died from drugs.
Yeah.
And you know, and with Prince, his whole thing, they said he fucked his back up from wearing them high heels and shit.
Really?
Doing the splits and jumping around and all that. So then he got fucked up on that. So now he popping perks. He didn't fuck around and got hit with a fentanyl perk. Like, how Prince get caught with a fentanyl perk, man?
Like, yeah, Tom Petty died from fentanyl, too. He was, like, 65 doing, like, old man rock tours and just did coke, fentanyl, dead.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
That was one of my biggest thing. I mean, obviously because I was a fucking asshole, but getting clean from drugs and shit, because this shit just getting too sketchy now, man. It's like, you can't even have, like, you want to just have fun and you die.
Yeah.
Like, damn, man, you know? So that's like,
how long ago did you get clean from drugs?
It's going to be a year in April.
Oh man, it's recent. So you were like around for all the fentanyl and everything.
Yeah,
it's like pressed into like Xanax.
I probably had some fentanyl. Right, like that shit. It was like, hold up, my tolerance was crazy, so I probably did hit some fentanyl.
Yeah, these ibuprofen are fucking nice, dude.
And then they just starting to putting it into weird shit. Because my whole shit was like, they ain't gonna never put fentanyl in coke. Why would you do that?
Oh yeah,
like I thought it was more like just an opioid thing, like they just putting it in like heroin or like shit like that. The craziest part, my uncle, he did heroin like since like the 70s and shit like that, and his friends fucking got a fentanyl pack, and all them motherfuckers, like five motherfuckers in my grandma's crib, was just dying.
Jesus Christ!
And my cousin ended up getting them all out and got them to the hospital. They all made it though, but
that's good.
And he literally stopped doing heroin from that day, and he's fucking clean as fuck now. It's been years now.
Jesus Christ, like, man.
He was like decades of fucking heroin use, and then that one fucking mistake, man. Now he's been clean ever since.
Yeah, everything's getting stronger. They say that when things are illegal, that happens, because then it's like, all right, well, if I'm going to sneak this across, I'm going to make it as concentrated as possible so that I need less and less. And it just, when they make drugs illegal, it just really just makes them stronger and stronger.
But do you think like I actually do think like the fentanyl shit, because it's all coming from China and shit, like that's like some biochemical warfare type shit.
Yeah, we flooded, well, I think England flooded China with opium as part of a war in like the 1800s. There was the opium wars of China where England was just flooding them with fucking opium. Fucked them up. So I think I think America's getting a little taste of that move. Because, you can just, and you make it for nothing. So, we're just getting pumped full of fentanyl. I mean,
strategically from their perspective, if that's what they're doing, it's kind of a great idea.
I know, it's fucked us up, man.
Yeah.
Like, you go to these small towns in the Midwest, and then it's to the point motherfuckers want fentanyl now.
Yeah.
They don't even, they like, shit, I don't care. I'm going to take the risk.
Yeah.
And fucking smoking them, like smoking fentanyl and shit. When I was in rehab, that's what a lot of motherfuckers was in there for. It was smoking fentanyl.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's what my friend was saying too. When people OD, everyone floods that area to try to find the heroin. Yeah. They're like, oh, well, fucking, this is
I can handle that shit. Motherfuckers, like, to the point where people have Narcan on them now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a normal shit. But I say to, I watched one of those fucking YouTube videos, like, if a motherfucker OD'ing on fentanyl, he'd be pissed when they hit him with the Narcan.
Yep.
Now he can't get high on it. It, like, does something to him, and like, the fentanyl don't affect him for a few days. So, like,
I think you go into, like, withdrawals, too, because yeah, it so blocks, like, that, whatever that is in your brain.
So if for a few days they can't get high, they'd be pissed. Like, fuck, you should just let me die, man. I was on a good one, man.
Yeah, man. I'm terrified. I've always been scared of that stuff.
Yeah, even the weed, though. Weed is getting...
Weed's scary, yeah. You smoke
it's
weed
getting too,
like,
strong. Like,
well, I remember people... When I was in college, the fentanyl patches were the first thing I saw. Yeah. People would be like, check this out. And they'd be like, yo, you wear it 12 hours. And then what they started doing is taking the patches and biting them and sucking the gel out of it.
What?
And you just get fucked. Yeah, there's... I remember at a bar, and dudes were like, yo, check this patch out. And they'd, like, take it off and just, like, nibble a
this
little bit of
Philly?
The gel. Yeah, outside of Philly. Oh. Philly sub. It was like the Philly suburbs, dude. People were munching fentanyl patches.
Philly motherfuckers is crazy.
Yeah,
man.
You just pop them open, you suck the gel. But you take the tiniest bit too much.
Oh, yeah, you die. Like, how do you fucking judge that? I mean, how do you fucking measure that shit and judge that shit out? Just, like, any drug like that, that's... I can't fuck with that shit.
No, man.
I thought I could get deep into, like, psychedelics and shit like that.
Scary.
It just made me a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I've actually, like, now I've done so much fucking mushrooms and shit like that every now and then, I could just close my eyes and just see visuals. I think it fucked me up a lot. I swear to God. The other night, I was just seeing some dumbass shit. Like, how do I just close my eyes and just see shit like this, man?
Yeah. That's cool. That's a cool part of yourself, too. I feel like that's a fruitful part of yourself to explain, though. After a while, I mean, it can get kind of like, you know, you're chasing your own tail.
You just see a visual, and like, what the fuck was I just seeing, man? Like,
I did mushrooms recently, and I was on New Year's, and I just ate, like, it was not that much, like, probably like a gram, but even that, I was like, I didn't realize how scared of my mind I was.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have thoughts, and I'd be like, nah, now, dude, that's weird. And
I saw you on New Year's. You did the Kill Tony thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you took mushrooms that day?
Afterwards. But yeah, it was, you know, I don't know. I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I am kind of. Sometimes they can be good. Like, you're freaking out in the moment, but then you're like, I am kind of weird. I can let that part of myself go. But you can, I know dudes who did too much acid and stuff like that, and like just start dressing like they're in the Matrix. Like, all right, dude, I think you've chased this all the way through.
Wearing like psychedelic clothing and shit like that, where they be having that trippy shit on and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's what you know when you like going too far in it. Like,
that's true.
When drugs become your lifestyle, like,
yeah.
People that wear like weed clothes and shit like that, like, man, they the cringiest people ever, man. Like, man, drugs shouldn't be your whole fucking personality.
I know, but weed clothes back then, I was like, dude, they're so sick of weed. It's so true, though. By that point, it's like, bro, take a break.
It's like, man, you just want your whole identity to be that, man. Like, that, come on, man. Chill out, man. But,
and you're absolutely right about that.
Talk about the person that made every album about drugs. So, what the fuck am I talking about?
They're cool. But, yeah, you got to be careful with them.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Let's see what we get.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Orange Julius. Who the fuck is Orange Julius?
That's the place, right? Orange Julius is like a kind of like fake smoothie place. I think that's probably owned by Dairy Queen.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a place in the mall. You can go and get like a smoothie that's really bad for you.
Yeah, this might be...
like secret milk. Yeah, look. Yeah,
Orange Julius. I don't know nothing about no fucking Orange Julius.
They're in malls. You see them in the East Coast more. They're like a... It's like a thing you find... They're like the last thing hanging into like a dying mall.
So like a smoothie spot pretty much?
It's not... It's like an ice cream... It's like a thing they give people telling them it's good for them, but it's just ice cream.
Yeah, it's
terrible
horrible.
For you. Yeah, avoid Orange Julius if you can.
So you're not a smoothie guy?
I like smoothies, but that's what I'm saying. I like real smoothies. That's a milkshake tricking people in the mall.
I like protein shakes. I'm the only motherfucker that drink protein shakes and don't work out.
No, they're good, dude.
Drink them for fun and shit.
They're good. You're adding mass.
Yeah, like the fucking the peanut butter bananas and shit. That's my favorite shit.
Like, it is a specific taste. That yeah, they are. Some of them, when they're good, it's like you're not going to find that anywhere else, like a Muscle Milk.
Yeah, but then every now and then you drink one of them protein shakes. They fuck your stomach
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shitting everywhere, farting yes. and shit. Them protein farts. Don't be some next level shit.
Yeah, the whey like, protein.
Yeah, them protein farts fucking. Clear room, man.
Yeah.
All right, we can get enough. Cause I don't know what the fuck Orange Julius.
Yeah, that's it's
who
a shitty.
Was Orange Julius? That was crazy. Who like Orange Julius? Is that like a?
Don't know where that came from.
Is that a spot y'all hit? Like, all right, breast implants. There we I knew go. He was gonna get.
There
it.
We go.
I knew he was gonna hit it. I knew that's. I mean, that's my gambling addiction kicking in. So like, hold up, we're gonna get that
gonna
breast
hit today.
Yeah,
baby.
We gonna hit gonna today. Hit. Are you a breast implant guy?
No. I'm not. I mean, I don't like hate them, but if I had to choose between some natties and some breast implants, I'm going natties all day long. I need them to sag back. If someone's laying on their back, I need them to fall with them. I can't have them sticking up straight like a blow up doll. I'm not into that.
I'm a breast implant guy.
Are you really?
I'm just a body modification motherfucker, man. I love that shit.
You like mods.
It's just, yeah, man. It's like cyborgs, man. Like
that's true.
I'm fucking. I really believe that in the future, all women gonna look like that. Like
oh,
that.
Definitely.
I mean, I want that to be my theory. That's just like build a bitch,
dude. You know I think you're saying? Right. The Botox. Like, every woman has Botox and lip stuff now. So yeah.
Like if you want a fat ass, get a fat ass. You want some big titties, get some big titties. Whatever gonna make you feel good about yourself, I'm down with.
See, that's the thing. I don't. People can do whatever they want, but if I'm as a connoisseur, it's like. If I feel that fucking yeah, bag, I'm like,
hard,
fuck, bro, I don't like that.
That titty be hard.
Yeah, I might, wouldn't stop me, I'll be honest, but like, I'd prefer that's not there. And then I worry about it popping inside them. I would just worry about that all the time. Like,
no,
what
I don't
pops?
Think, I think they can, I actually be watching that fucking, that one, where they show bitches that got fucked up.
Yeah.
The fucking, that is like a reality. What is that shit? I think it's on
was
like
it Botched.
Yeah, Botched. I've been on some Botched and shit. You see bitches coming there fucked up. One titty be on her fucking eyelid. Like, damn.
Yeah.
One of them down her navel. Yeah, them bitches be fucked up on Botched, man.
Also, between like the birth control pills, all the other stuff being like injected, women are going to become like, yeah. like just totally artificial creatures.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
True.
I'm down with it.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty tight. It is all for men's enjoyment.
Yeah.
But they're going to become like, I was saying this before, they're going to become like McDonald's cows. It's just like armless fucking. They're going to become completely unreal as blobs soon.
Because a bitch talk, like I remember one time, you know how you can create a character on like FIFA or something. Mm-hmm. And you make a character, you got them looking all cool and strong and shit, and the bitch will see that and be like, that ain't you. You don't look like that. And then you can look at the bitch and be like, hold up, but look at you.
True,
you're doing
yeah.
this in real life, bitch.
True.
I'm just doing it on video game. I made my man with a six pack and he got muscles and tattoos and shit. But you do it in real life. Now when people go crazy
dude,
and get the split tongues and start
fuck,
doing like that, I think that's like a mental health thing.
Dude. Yeah, that is an interesting discussion, but the that's like...
Right, getting your nose, look at that nose.
Yeah, I hate that, dude. That bothers me. It scares me. It's like, what are you doing, man?
I would say, you know, when you see a bitch like that, you'd be like, you know, that's definitely three whole gang, so... It's just always be like, bitch, you got a fucking, you got 12-inch gauges in your ears and a split tongue. You definitely taking it in the booty.
Oh, yeah. All
right.
I've never encountered one of them, but I can imagine.
Oh, I've definitely, I'm not even going to speak about that. All right. We'll be all right.
Yeah, these dudes, that's where the show
yeah, that's
stops
mental health
me completely,
shit. Like,
dude.
Motherfuckers looking like One Piece characters and shit like that. That's when you know it's like, your life is like going downhill, man. Because, I mean... Whoever just thought like now where I remember when you used to see a motherfucker with a tattoo on their face, you'd be like, damn, I'm scared of that.
It's nothing now.
Yeah, now
it's just
like
a YouTuber.
So normalized. Like I actually think when a motherfucker got a tattoo on his face, I think he a bitch. Like, yeah, he a punk ass motherfucker. He got a tattoo on his face. I ain't scared of that. Unless it be like them cartel looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when it'd be different when you'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, if you want to get like a million views on YouTube, just get like face tats and just walk around and ask people questions.
The split tongue thing is overrated, you know.
I didn't even know that was as big of a thing.
No,
what's the point of it?
I don't know. Maybe I think Michigan, there's a lot of girls with split tongues.
What?
Yeah. I've met a lot of girls with split tongues. It's overrated, though. It ain't really what you think.
What's like, I know tongue ring, it's supposed
to
feel like
a ball. Yeah, I'm a sucker for a tongue ring, even though that ain't like... getting hit with a tongue ring, it ain't really like all it's cracked up to be. But yeah. for some reason, when you just see a girl with a tongue ring, like, oh, that bitch sucked dick. All right,
true,
let's get
yeah, up. Yeah. So like, what's a split tongue supposed to be? Like each ball at once?
It ain't all it's cracked up to be, though. I mean, it's just cool looking.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I'm more for, yeah.
You're like the super freaks.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that's, what, you know, you got confidence in yourself. You want to come out in the streets. You want to look like an animal. Like, you definitely.
That's kind of, yeah. I mean, that's what I could get into right
You're
there.
An animal. Be like, yeah, this bitch is an animal right here.
I think if you want to do this kind of stuff, you have to be large.
I don't think, yeah, none of that turns me off, to be honest. That, I mean, that acts honestly.
That would be tight. That would be nice. That, to have her around the arm would be nice.
Just to walk around with a cat looking bitch. Even though when like they get like a lot of surgery to their face, they all look like cats a little bit. So
true.
All fair right. Point. We'll get ready to get up out of here, man. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
It was so fun kicking it, man. You got some shit you want to plug?
Yeah, Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. And then go, if you want to see me do stand up, go to mattmckusker.com/dates. It's MCCUSKER. It's my last name, mattmckusker.com/dates. Thank you.
Thank you, brother, for coming through,
man.
Love y'all, motherfuckers. Fun kicking it with y'all, man. See y'all, motherfuckers, next week.